WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And let's go right back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. You know, in the past around my house, and even today, I noticed I have some rabbits that come through the yard. And I would say in the past 5 years, I've had about three of them found dead in my yard, okay? So I call animal control, and they told me, well, we don't do anything about that. You have to, you know, dispose of the rabbit, you know, cottontails, actually. So I don't know if somebody was, you know, raising rabbits, and they got loose from the where they keep them, and there they are. So my question is, if there's a dead rat in your property, are you responsible? Or you don't have the white suit and the gloves and everything to go pick up the rat, or is there a rat patrol that'll come around and get it for you?
So in this particular case, the city is advising that you call the health department if you do find that there is a rat on your property, because they're going to come and take it away, and that's going to be Harvey that foots the bill for that. So
okay, so they will come and take the rat away, then the rat patrol.
But I think
not,
it's
animal control, the health department, you say?
They say yes. Call the health department, because what they're doing is they're arranging for Harvey's contractor to be the ones to come out and handle these situations.
I see. Okay. Well, that's a little better off than with the rabbits that I had to dispose of myself over the past couple of years. But you know, rats have always been a problem in New Bedford, and I can remember when I was a young kid down there at the dike, when the dike wasn't there, when it was called Francis Park. Okay, there was always water rats around and stuff like that. Even everybody refers to the fort as the peninsula now. You know, it's just the peninsula. In the early days, living down there wasn't such a great thing because of the water rats that were supposedly down there. So, you know, I think rats in the city, it has always been some sort of a problem. And again, I'm talking going back like to the, you know, 1950s, early 1960s, before the dike was put up. And now that the dike is there, too, I wouldn't be surprised if there are quite a few rats that are, you know, inside that dike as well. So,
well, someone told me last night, I forget if they sent me a message or if I saw it as a comment. I forget where it came across, but someone said that they were down on, I think it was East Beach.
Yep.
And they saw rats, no, West Beach, and they saw rats running around on that. And obviously those probably aren't the rats that came from Harvey, not that far, not yet anyway. So that means, you know, those are just regular rats.
Well, they're aquatic rats.
Right. Those rats are out there practicing for the Buzzards Bay swim. They're going to take part.
It's terrible. All right, Spooky, take care.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
And I actually had an incident similar to that with animal control once, where I had a trash, you know, I used to have my trash barrels out in my yard, and so they were down at the top of my driveway. My driveway went downhill. So they were at the top of my driveway, so that when you came out of the house, you just walked a few steps, put the trash down, and then we would roll them down the driveway on trash day. And then the trash company would come, dump them out, and then they'd flip them over and leave them upside down. And I really didn't like that. But anyway, I went there to go on, you know, go flip them back over and bring them back up to the top of the driveway. And there was a skunk that had moved in under the barrel and had babies. And so I called animal control and I said, I need you to come and get rid of this skunk and its babies. And the animal control officer, who is a friend of mine, said, yeah, what do you want me to do about it? I can't do anything about that. That's on your property. You've got to do that. And I would advise not doing anything. I would just leave them alone. So that's what I did. So I was down a barrel, and I just left it there upside down. And the skunk, I think what ended up happening is the skunk moved out at one point. And so I was like, okay, good. Now I can tip the barrel back over. And then the skunk went back into the barrel and lived in it with it right side up. So I think he liked that better, or she liked that better, because it protected the babies better. But yeah. And then once they were like able to kind of move on, the skunk moved on, and then I got my barrel back, and I didn't tick her off. So she never sprayed. So she didn't ruin my barrel. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning.
What's on your mind? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. A lot of people are going to be calling about this rat thing, which it's true. The rats are all over the place. But there's only one solution to that. And I don't know if anybody's ever thought of it or anything. Have Donald Trump and his Homeland Security guy come in with ICE and catch them all and ship them back to El Salvador.
Well, I think these are domestic rats. I think these are our own problem. We can't step.
Oh, these are our own problems. We can't
send them somewhere. Although he wants to send our own criminals to other places too. So
true. So have them come up, pick them up, and send them away. I think that'll solve the problem.
No,
thank you.
All right, you have a good day. I think these rats have to be brought somewhere, because now they live here. And as I was saying yesterday, you know, when you take a mouse out of your house, they tell you take it a mile or two away from your house to let it loose, because otherwise it's going to find its way back. And I think just picking these things up and bringing them out to the woods or something isn't going to be enough, because they're going to find their way back now that they know where to go. 508-996-0500. And apparently they can move pretty fast because they're all over the place now. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
You know, I think the city has to be more proactive with the health department, especially some of these restaurants, too. They have overflowing dumpsters. And where's our Board of Health to inspect to make sure everything's on an up and up to try to keep the rhino rat problem down? It's no secret that in South Bend, off of East Rodney French, where the dikes are, not too far from Cisco, probably within feet, probably over 100 feet, there's rats around there, big sewer rats. You know, that's been an ongoing problem for the longest time. So waiting for, you know, this big rat infestation because of the fire and the dump and all this rain. And now they're trying to scramble around the rats to find a place to live and food.
Well, that was one of the...
I want to know what the mayor and the city council are doing to get the health department to inspect a lot of these restaurants that are not keeping their restaurants clean and on the outside and having... overflowing dumpsters.
Well, I do know one of the problems that they complain about is needing to have more inspectors, that they don't have enough inspectors to stay on top of things.
Well, maybe if the mayor don't take a pay increase, we can get another one or two inspectors, especially some of these absentee landlords where you got trash bags, not even in barrels, all piled up. You know, that too is... can compound a problem.
I just want to clarify something on the mayor taking additional salary. This isn't a pay increase. This is what the salary is for the mayor. This is him taking the full salary that he's allowed to have when he hadn't done that in the past. This isn't him getting a pay increase. This is him getting what he was deserved, but he wasn't taking the full amount before.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that, Tim. But as far as adding other people to you know, the city hall with administrators, you know, putting the money where we need it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, like I said, a problem happens. You're not proactive to try to keep down on, you know, things like this from happening. But I also heard you mention something about Market Basket.
Yes.
What is there, family tension going on?
Once again, yes. It appears that they have removed Arthur T. Demoulas. And so now the family, the three sisters that are on the board and the board members that they control are feuding with him. And they claim that he was trying to start a work stoppage to get people on his side. And it's become a whole mess once again.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens when this family infighting and all of that? That can impact the company. And who knows? If it gets bad, they can even close some of their stores. But I try to stay away from Market Basket because it's a zoo. In the parking lot and inside there, people are so rude.
Yeah, but, it can certainly get rough. I was there one time where I saw it as the slowest it had ever been, and there were still probably a couple hundred people in there.
Yeah, I go to Stop and Shop when I can in Walmart. But I was speaking to a manager there at Stop and Shop, you know, and he said that Stop and Shop is owned by a foreign company. The parent company owns over 100 different supermarket chains all over the world. He says Stop and Shop is part of a huge multinational corporation.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing now is it's all conglomerates. It's all these large companies that buy up the smaller companies and then try to change the way that they're run. And that's why Stop and Shop is so different than it used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, let me just say one last thing. You know, the prices at Market Basket, last time I was there, I mean, they've been going up. I went to Walmart. I had a better deal on the eggs. I got 18 eggs for $5.79, and they wanted $4.99. It's a Market Basket. So, I mean, you got to shop price because they're going up 25, 50, 75 cents a week on a lot of their products.
Have you tried the Aldi and the Dartmouth Mall?
No, I haven't. Are they pretty good?
Yeah, give that a try. They've got some pretty good prices on stuff. It's not necessarily the same name brands you find in other stores, but they've got good quality stuff there at a good price. Just bring a quarter, because if you need a cart, you got to put a quarter in to get the cart, and then when you put the cart back, you get the quarter back.
Yeah, I also go to Price Right, too. They got good deals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look at all the deals I can get, you know? A lot of people, all they do is they shop at Market Basket, think they're getting deals, and that's not the case.
Well, if you do give Aldi a try, let me know how it works out for you.
I will do that. All right, Tim. Thank you.
Have a good day. And not that I'm, you know, trying to push one supermarket over another, but I've had good experience at Aldi. Now, I wouldn't go there and do all of my shopping. I don't find everything that I would want there, but I also don't really shop. I buy meal to meal more than anything. But I found some really good things. I like salmon. And I know, you know, most people are like, well, I'm going to go to the fish market and get something. But they have a nice, you know, prepackaged salmon, Mediterranean style, too, at Aldi that I really like. And every time I've cooked it up, it's delicious. No fish smell, no fish taste. And also, I like to make chicken tikka masala. And they have the best jarred sauce for that there. It's not too spicy. It's nice and thick. It's very good. So, but, you know, there's lots of good things that you can find there. But they don't have a deli. They don't have a seafood counter. They don't have a meat counter. It's all packaged up already. So just keep that in mind if you go there. But then again, you know, that's what Walmart has. If you're shopping at Walmart, it's kind of the same idea. We've got to take a break here coming up at 508-996-0500. So, I mean, this rat problem, again, I said earlier, I thought that the mayor was trying to downplay things a little bit yesterday with Chris. You know, you could tell like he was kind of like, there was an issue, but we're addressing it. And, you know, but I think that the remediation plan for this here is it's going to take care of the area around Harvey. Yes. But I don't think it's handling the fact that this problem has gone well beyond that now. That these rats have made it down Hathaway. They've made it up Mount Pleasant. They've made it into other areas, into other neighborhoods, into businesses, into homes. And for every rat that you see, there's probably a dozen that you're not seeing. And those are the ones that are off mating and expanding the colony, the mischief of rats, as they call it. So, yeah, you're taking care of some of it, but I don't know that this might be... It might be unmanageable at this point. But we'll see where it goes. 508-996-0500. Don't forget, too, we've got your first code of the day, your first Eagle song title, I should say, of the day coming up at 10 a.m. 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Every time you hear an Eagle song title, enter it in at WBSM.com, and you'll be entered to win the grand prize of a trip for two to Las Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere. You get airfare, you get a two-night stay at the Venetian, you get $500 in spending money, and you get to see one of the final Eagles shows ever at one of the most incredible new venues for live music, the Sphere. And if you're not familiar with the Sphere, it really is just a big round ball in the middle of Las Vegas where when you go in there, there's a stage and the band will be on the stage, but the entire building is one big screen. And you're watching this multimedia presentation happening in front of you while the band is playing. It's going to be quite the experience, and you could be there. just keep listening for those Eagle song titles at 2 p.m. I'm sorry, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., and enter them at WBSM.com on the WBSM app, and you could be going. And it's brought to you by Tank Exchange and by the DeMello International Center. Let me take this really quick break, and when we come back, we will talk with Mary. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I got something for you.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to say, hi, Charmaine. Thank you for calling back, because I want to hear whatever you have to say, no matter. Even though you don't like Trump, I don't care. So you keep calling, Charmaine. Now, for you, Mr. Weisberg, did I hear you say, I'm not sure, but I think I heard you say, that our president even sends our criminals to foreign countries? Why would that bother you? Where the hell he sends them?
Because they're American citizens. You can't just send American citizens to a foreign country against their will.
It shouldn't bother you. So you care about criminals?
I care about American citizens, which is what a criminal still is.
American citizen criminal. You're forgetting the criminal.
I'm not forgetting that, but it doesn't mean the Constitution no longer protects you because you committed a crime.
Shame on you, Mr. Weisberg.
Shame on you. Shame on you and your lack of basic humanity for your fellow citizens.
He ought to hang them, stretch their necks. He doesn't have to hang them anywhere. No, send them to any foreign country. Hang them right here where we can all see it.
Well, I hope nobody you love ever commits a crime then, Mary. I hope nobody you love ever ends up in jail.
I'm not a pedophile. I don't put my hands on kids. They deserve to hang. You don't agree with that at all?
I don't agree with sending your criminals from your country to another country.
Why not? Look at those millions that came here from foreign countries. How many people?
And you didn't like it, right?
Border?
You didn't like it. So why should it be happening?
It didn't bother you that all those people came through our border? Didn't bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. I hang out with them all the time. We're friends.
You're disgusting, Mr. Weisberg. You are disgusting. Have a good day.
You as well. All right, we'll take another call here before the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's wrong, Mary? She out of her darn mind. Is she absolutely
I think
crazy?
She just likes to give me trouble.
And sending people to another country when you come from another. How come they didn't send the Christies to El Salvador?
Yeah, right.
Like $3 million people out of people, huh?
They just get pardoned. And you know what? And I know Mary agrees with me on this part. How can you pardon them and not pardon Joe Exotic?
Exactly. Unbelievable. Send somebody to another darn country. You're from America. If you commit a crime in America, you pay your dues here.
Right.
You don't go send, even if you're from El Salvador here, you don't send them to Brazil to a prison. It just don't make any darn sense. She's only saying that because there's nobody she loves is imprisoned and sent over to a foreign country. She'll be talking a whole different tune, talking about disgusted. I'm so surprised that Mary, bless her heart, I hope that she's forgiven.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. All right, we've got to take a break here, and if you want to call in and talk about that, we can. But yeah, no way. We shouldn't be sending our criminals to another country. Even if they're saying send them to us, we'll take them. We'll pay you for them, or you can pay us for them, or you know whatever the deal is that you work out. Whatever. I don't care. That's not. You don't renounce your citizenship. You don't lose your citizenship and your rights as a citizen. For when you are released, because you get incarcerated. And even then, you don't give up all rights and freedoms when you're incarcerated, right? You still have basic fundamental human rights. You still have basic fundamental American rights. Just some of those freedoms have now been limited because you committed a crime. Donald Trump committed crimes. How would you like it if we sent him to a foreign prison? Anyway, got to take a break for the news. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts.
The Connecticut teen charged in a mall shooting held on $2 million bond. And the DOJ looking into trans athlete rules.
From From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The teenager charged in a mass shooting at a Connecticut mall on Tuesday is being held on $2 million bond.
19-year-old Taewon Washington is facing weapons violations and five counts of first-degree assault, one count for each of the five victims shot at the Brass Mill Center Mall in Waterbury. Governor Ned Lamont says it was not a random shooting, but was triggered by a dispute that escalated into gunfire.
This started out with some sort of a beef, some sort of an argument, and rather than ending up with a fisticuffs, somebody pulls out a semi-automatic.
Four women and one man were shot, all between the ages of 20 and 26. Two remain hospitalized, including a woman who was shot in the spine. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Low levels of lead exposure have the potential to impact academic performance. A study published in Environmental Health found that a small climb in blood concentrations of the toxic metal, even within the range currently deemed acceptable by public health agencies, was associated with worse performance on standardized tests. According to the study's research team, the declines in school tests associated with lead levels were generally steady across all grades. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is considering a move to ban government scientists from publishing in leading medical journals.
Kennedy Jr. said Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, and other journals are all corrupt. Although the publications are consistently ranked as the top medical journals in the world, Kennedy alleged they are vessels for pharmaceutical companies. Kennedy is proposing for agencies within HHS to create their own in-house journals that will become the preeminent journals in their field. I'm Brian Shook.
The federal government is getting involved in a California high school transgender athlete controversy. The Justice Department looking into whether the state's law that lets transgender athletes compete in girls' high school sports violates federal civil rights laws. The move comes after President Trump threatened to withhold federal funding if a biological male from the Inland Empire would be allowed to compete in the high school state finals against girls in some track and field events. The California Interscholastic Federation says transgender athletes can continue to compete with the girls, but the events will be scored differently. President Trump will seek congressional approval for DOGE-related spending cuts in this fiscal year. Several reports say the White House will use a rarely used procedure that recommends Congress take back spending it has already approved. The over $9 billion in reductions targets mostly foreign aid, but it also has funding for public broadcasting. The package of proposed cuts, separate from Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, is due on Capitol Hill next Tuesday. The measure cannot be filibustered in the Senate. Smokey Robinson and his wife are suing four former employees who have accused the Motown legend of rape. It comes after a $50 million 16-claim civil action, alleging Robinson individually raped the four women several times in his homes over the years. They also say that his wife, Frances, knew what her husband was doing and did nothing to stop it. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Office has begun its own criminal probe into Robinson since the lawsuit was filed. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing a release of two new I Love New York summer ads designed to attract tourists.
This summer in New York State, there's everything to love, from cityscapes.
They are described as feel-good ads featuring all of what the Empire State has to offer: beaches, mountains, the Erie Canal, performing arts venues, horse racing, museums, and of course, New York City. The ads will appear on digital billboards, social media, and during a mobile marketing tour at festivals and street fairs in 40 Northeast sites.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have now lost five straight games. They are off tonight and head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night at 7:15.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Clouds and light rain today, 62, down to 56 this evening. Tomorrow, still cloudy, scattered showers, 69, becoming partly sunny on Saturday, 68. Similar on Sunday with sun and clouds, 65. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
The Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts.
And that is Taco. That goes out to Donald Trump. Taco. And if you would like to make some tacos, the best place to get a hamburger to put in those tacos would be the Butcher Shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where they have all kinds of great meats and other stuff as well. So if you're looking to do some grocery shopping at a local place where you actually know the folks that are working behind the counter and where you know it's all going and staying local, well, the Butcher Shop is the place to go. Because there, it is the Pinaretta family. They've been running the Butcher Shop for over 30 years, and they are part of the fabric of our community. Stop in and walk around the Butcher Shop. Take a look at all that they have to offer. Take a look at those great quality meats, and take a look at some of the food that they make fresh every day. And I guarantee you, you're going to want to take something home, and then you'll be back again for more. So check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Get yourself something delicious and let me know what you think. I get messages every week from people who say, I went to the Butcher Shop because I heard you talking about it. Actually, what they say is because I heard Eric talking about it on Friday. Everybody loves when Eric calls in on Friday. And so they've gone there and it has changed their lives. That's where they go to get all their meat now and other things as well. So check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And we'll talk with Eric tomorrow. Right now, though, let's talk with Sketty, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. So I wanted to go back towards the conversation of grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
So on Brian's show last night, he said that there was a woman didn't want her name used. And I can't say if it was a woman, an employee from Price Right, that she had complained that there was hundreds of rats to the management, and they did nothing about it. That they were there, apparently even the night. So I shopped there now. I started shopping there again because I kind of forgot about it being there, you know, because it kind of is out of the way, right? And I was like, oh, no, I don't even want to go there. But I like to go to Aldi's for all my fresh vegetables because it's such a good price. Now, that's way more affordable, and you don't have to fight a big crowd like you do at Market Basket. But, yeah, and also I started shopping at Stop and Shop again, mine up over here, because their prices came down. Seemed like ever since that bag, the 10 cents they were charging everybody and all that controversy, it seems like they came down on their prices with everything.
Well, yeah, they had actually put in an action plan a while back where they had talked about how they were going to be lowering prices on a number of items, and they started with a bunch, and then they were going to be adding things, and now they have those new kiosks, those saving kiosks you can use when you go in.
Right.
So, yeah, they had a very conscious effort to lower their prices.
Yeah, so I have been going there, too. And, of course, Shaw's. I still go to Shaw's every now and then because sometimes it's just more convenient if I'm up in the Dartmouth area.
And also because if you didn't stop in now and then, Laura would never forgive you.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, I actually did go to drop off. I cooked, and I had some, you know, leftovers. I wanted to bring them to her. And so, yeah, I did. I saw Laura yesterday and did some food shopping after going to Fall River. And so on the way to Fall River, I heard this really strange flapping noise, right? And I'm like, what the hell is that? So I'm thinking a piece of tread, maybe from my back tire came off, but it was all on the passenger side. And I'm like, oh man, I'm scared to pull over because even state troopers get run over by these a-holes that are on their cell phones. So I put my hazards on and I get out and I'm like, what the heck is this? It was a piece of plastic rubber from my windshield. So I pulled it off, put it in the car. And then I mean, it only took me 15 minutes to get to Fall River, right? So this, even with this interruption, I was laughing, saying, wow, I'm going to have to call citywide. And then so when I got to Fall River, it took me 7 minutes to find a place to park. Primary care building was so busy, I couldn't believe it. But it was an easy thing. Oh, the girl that did my breast, it was the same girl that I had last year. And it was easy. Easy breezy and in and out. It took me less time to get that done than it did to drive. Yeah, it was good.
I can tell you, I got a problem with my car where the plastic shielding that covers all the stuff on the undercarriage and the front, that cracked because I guess I went over one of those, you know, concrete, barrier things and scraped the bottom of it, and that cracked. And now when I drive down the highway, sometimes it pops out and flaps around, and it sounds really terrible, but it's just that stupid little piece of plastic, and I can't break it off enough to get it where it needs to go, so I just keep duct taping it, and then the duct tape wears off. So I can feel you on that noise. Yeah, I can
just
definitely relate.
Just get a good bonding glue.
No, I just gotta get under there with a saw and just saw it off completely.
Oh,
but I gotta have some work done on the car anyway that they're gonna put it up on the lift. So I'm just gonna have them do it when they do that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I just keep waiting for this tariff. My mechanic's like, just wait. Let's see what's going on with the tariffs. So far, nothing's gonna affect auto. So far, we're thinking. But I don't know.
Apparently none of the tariffs are going to happen if that judge gets his way.
Right. Yeah, now it's going to go to Supreme Court. So it's kind of,
Well, it's just on appeal. So it's not going to go that far.
Oh, it's on appeal.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But
So it's a roller coaster ride. It's really fun. So also, I wanted to say I left a comment on Brian. So I feel like the mayor. Okay, so last night I ended up listening to the podcast so I could hear the mayor on Chris's show. And I absolutely agree with you. I was really disappointed. I felt like he downplayed it. I absolutely have to. And I love the mayor. I think he's awesome. But I have to agree, he downplayed that. And I feel like he does that the same thing to the sewer as well. I don't know. That's just my opinion, you know.
We'll see, because if it keeps going, he's going to have to comment on it more. So I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week.
Well, the rats will all be walking down the street with backpacks before long because they're looking for a new home. So.
Well, I think we should put them to work, right? We got plenty of things around the city that need to get done. We could have them do it.
Yeah, and they can work for less than minimum wage.
You know, everybody complains about all the potholes, you know, and all the potholes that are tearing up their cars. Let's just fill them up with dead rats.
Yeah. Hey, so just real quick, back to the windshield. Do they come out and do seals around the windshield, or do I have to bring it in?
I'm just asking out loud. Yeah, I would say just call them and find out. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Most places will, but I don't know that they have, you know, it all depends on what kind of time they have and how much work they have to do at the shop. But I would say call them and they'll let you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tim, thank you. Great show.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. And if you'd like to get some self-control over your electric bills, well, the place to reach out to is Isaacson Solar. They're the folks that can come down and give you simple, honest, direct answers to all your questions about going solar and come up with a plan for you to be able to do it in a way where it's going to add to your home and not be a distraction. Having solar panels as part of your property, and they can give you the whole breakdown on what it's going to cost and when you will actually see savings and when you'll actually see maybe money coming in from the electric company for the solar you're producing. All you got to do to find out more is reach out to them at isaacsonsolar.com, ISAKSEN, isaacsonsolar.com, and have them come out and talk with you and give you a free no obligation quote. And if you're not a good fit for solar, that's okay too. isaacsonsolar.com. Now, I want to bring up something here. I wanted to bring it up earlier, and we can certainly talk more about it tomorrow. Even though tomorrow's Fun Friday, we still talk about some serious issues. But Michael Rock has a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the The New Bedford YMCA is kind of fed up with people using their parking lot for parking for other purposes, not affiliated with the YMCA. So what they're doing is they're making some changes over there. As more people are coming downtown, they realize we've got to do something here. Now, people have been parking in that lot for a long time, and now they're going to crack down on that. No more free rides at the downtown New Bedford YMCA parking lot. They sent out an email to members outlining a strict new parking policy that effective June 2nd, parking at the New Bedford YMCA is permitted only for members and guests while using the facility during normal business hours. And then no one, not even members, will be allowed to park there during the day unless they're actively using the YMCA. You've got to be in the building. Those not utilizing the YMCA will be asked to move their car or risk being towed at the owner's expense. And what's really interesting is now they're going to start charging people to park in that parking lot after hours. So if you're going to go and park there to go to walk to some of the bars or some of the other venues around there, people probably park there and go to the Zyterian when it's open, whatever it may be, it will now cost you $10 to park there after 7 p.m. And it's payable by credit card only. And they will be bringing in lot attendants to enforce that. So no more just parking at the YMCA and going about your business downtown. No, you're going to have to pay $10 to park after 7 p.m. and there will be, and you're going to use a credit card to do it, which means you're probably, you know, they'll either have a pay station there or it'll be an app. But then is $10 worth it to park there, considering, you know, how located it, centrally located it is to a lot of things? Maybe it is. So maybe that does work out that, you know, the YMCA generates some extra revenue and you still get to park where you want to park and you don't mind paying $10, but people are losing their minds over this online. Even though that's their property and they have every right to tell people you can't park here, people are losing their minds over this because they've always just done it. And now it's not okay. And the conspiracy theory is that the city is forcing them to do this because the city doesn't like that people are parking there for free instead of utilizing their meters or utilizing their garages. No, the YMCA just wants to be able to have its parking spaces available for its patrons. And if they're not going to be their patrons, they want them to pay for it, to use it. Anyway, we've only got a little bit of time left, but if you want to call in on that, 508-996-0500. And of course, we can talk more about it tomorrow. Tomorrow is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. So we'll have our Fun Friday question tomorrow morning for you to sound off on. Got a lot of great responses last week about sitcom characters. So I haven't thought yet about what we'll talk about, but I'm sure it'll be a fun one because it is Fun Friday. All right, let me take my final break here and we'll be back to wrap things up. And welcome back in. We're going to be giving way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now coming up in just a few moments. But I got an email from Charlie who says, Tim, you love the fact that we have a justice system that's corrupt, trying to block everything Trump is doing. Well, again, three crooked judges that are overstepping their authority. But you like the fact that Biden ignored a Supreme Court ruling on the student loans, buy votes, corruption, liberalism is a mental disorder. Actually, Charlie, I would say the mental disorder is thinking that every judge is corrupt because they call out Donald Trump on his obviously illegal, stupid ideas. So the mental disorder is thinking that everybody is against Trump when the fact of the matter is Trump is just against everybody else. And these judges rightly pointed out that what he wanted to do with those tariffs is illegal. Congress is involved in that, not the president. They can't be done through executive order. And they can't be done just for the sake of doing them. There has to be a reason for it. And so, yeah, I do celebrate the fact that they called him out on his garbage plan. And the mental disorder is the fact that no matter what this guy does, you've got to stand by him and say, he's right, everybody's corrupt, because you believe the stuff that he spews. I listened to his response to that question from the reporter who asked him about being called, you know, about the Wall Street using the term taco. Trump always chickens out, which is perfect because it's true. And what I heard was a rambling 2-minute diatribe of verbal diarrhea. I heard the words word salad so much during the presidential campaign about Kamala Harris that nobody was paying attention to the word salad that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. The man has a vocabulary of 12 words and he just keeps repeating them over and over again in a nonsensical fashion. But you just keep supporting him and then calling me the one that's got a mental disorder. Because I can see what's obviously in front of my own face, which is the guy's an idiot. And he's trying to do things that he can't do legally, and he's getting called out for it. So, sorry it's not working out for you. This is what you voted for, and this is what you're going to deal with for the next 4 years.